This is an NUT Radio podcast.
As you know, it is weekend vibes throughout. Welcome to Hlanganani Midday Show, where we connect your mornings to your afternoons with Odube until 1 p.m. So guys, as I have promised, we have got an interview today. Oh, guys, I'm so excited. So we got Unathi MQ, if I'm not mistaken. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
Nathi Mac.
I'm so sorry. It's so unique. Creative. You'll be so creative. It's like, what? Man, what's this pronouncer? It is so nice to have you. This is so nice to have you. So nice to have you.
You'll get used to it.
Nathi Mac. Maybe the more songs, the more I will actually know the name.
There's no way.
And this is an opportunity for our listeners to also get to know you as much as I am trying to get to know you also.
I'm all yours.
Welcome, Nathi, to Hlanganani Midday Show. We are trying to connect your morning with your afternoon. So, manje, you are here. We are trying to get to know you. Sifuna ukwazi uNathi. UNathi bandla xa ubuza, what is his full on name?
Yeah, igama uNkosi Nathi elamabhunu Nicholas Maqanda. Born and bred in Kafiso Krugersdorp. That's in Gauteng.
How did you come up with this name? It is so different. Interesting. How did you sit down and come up with this name, to be specific?
It started with realizing that there's a whole lot of Onati, you know? And I needed something unique as my stage name. And all my life I was called Nathi. So obviously there was another Nathi or plenty other Nathis that made it in the industry before me. So that name was taken, just Nathi. So I had to add something. So then I just used the first three letters of my surname. That's all to it. Nothing special.
Now it makes more sense when I actually think about it, when I look at it. Smart. Yeah. So, man, just if you want about your music, what was your first project in the movie industry?
My first official release was Abangani in collaboration with Netemba Gonelo, Basitana, and Mali.
Yeah. Was it a good one? Do you think personally, did the audience actually receive it well when it came out in Gom?
Yeah, for a person that has never released anything commercially before, it did very well. The song itself has surpassed 100,000 streams on Spotify alone. The song has a music video on TV in the month of April. It was the second most played TV. Music video on national TV. The song was also on Top 7 Radio Monitor for I forgot how many weeks. But since this year started, it's still on Radio Monitor. It's still charting on Radio Monitor. So for me, that's good enough for someone that just started releasing music commercially.
After that first release, Nyana, and of course, I'm so sorry, we lost you for a while there, yo. Also created the song, and I'm singing Zulu, and I'm actually kind of liking it, and I'm kind of wanting more. So I'm not asking from a presenter, I'm asking from a fan, becoming fan, my perspective.
Hey, as a man, my project is exciting, as because every week in the studio. As a corner recently, expect to get something, expect to get no would be qualified character.
Yeah.
On the same song, we do Snake and Bacunello again. We still have more songs, no Flexan.
Yeah.
We lead vocalist, and we're still going to bring in new talent. There's a guy called Ivy Streets that we discovered from Cape Town. And now, yeah, we are going to start releasing some music now. So, hey, evolved to relevant.
Yeah. Spotify all the way. Hey, number one.
Yeah.
Just to get into the gist of things and where you come from, yini into inspiration ukuthi to be a musician lo yona namhlanje.
And sometimes kaya there's always music with you. Be it umgidi, it's church, there's always music and rhythm in tennis center. And my mother was a thing. Was this a choir member? I say soon to him. So, yeah, umculo man was always in the sentling.
Yeah. Oh, so wakulela around it.
Yes.
Man. Oh, that was your inspiration.
Yes, man.
Yeah. So, if you could have any collaboration with any artist, which one would you choose?
I'd still choose the ones I'm working with, Flexan and Ivy Swiss.
Okay, so you like working with them, you're more comfortable in that, in that area, in that environment.
I think so. And yeah, maybe I'm still yet to see who else, but those are the ones I've identified so far.
I see, Aguza. Thank you so much, Nati Mick. Oh, that song Imbo is really nice, honestly speaking. It is a really nice song. And I can't wait to hear more from you and your music career and your journey as you go forth.
Yeah, I'm also very excited to be platforming ngiyabonga kakhulu ngiyabonga nakubalalela ekhaya, and I'm hoping bangakwazi ukuxhumana nathi kuma social media platforms.
Yeah.
I'm Nati Mack across all across all platforms. NATHIMAQ.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.